I wanted nothing more than to take off this ridiculous tie, slide off the shoes that were pinching my toes for some unknown reason, and find an ice-cold pint. I had so many other things on my plate. Coming to this wedding hadn't been a huge priority. However, as the bride was a family friend, and I was the only one of my family currently living in America, somebody had to represent the family interests. I could actually hear my mother's voice echo through my head as she said those exact words to me the week prior, ordering me to come. I already bought the damn gift for Rena and Henry's wedding. It was from their registry, and I actually liked Rena. I never met Henry before, but Rena was a good friend when we were kids living in London. Now, somehow, both of us were living in Denver, Colorado, in America, of all places. However, life had a way of derailing your plans and throwing you into a life that you never thought possible. Before I was forced to move here, I thought Colorado was full of snow, maybe some nice temperate weather days, but I was wrong. Apparently, one could go through all the seasons in one day. It was a little chilly that morning and felt nice on my skin. It reminded me of home. Both homes, where I lived for most of my life, New York and London. New York got hot, of course, but the sun never felt like this. Maybe it was because we were so damn close to it at this elevation. I didn't hate living here, but it was still new, and I didn't have a sense of stability that I needed for me to be comfortable. As it was, I was spending my one free Saturday at the wedding of a woman I hadn't seen in near to a decade, just to please my family. I hadn't done enough of that in the past, so I supposed I should probably remember why I said yes to this thing in the first place. I was just so tired of changes. "Hey, groom side or bride side?" A man with flaming red hair and a bright grin asked. He had on the grey tuxedo the wedding party wore, along with the candy pink accessories that did horrible things with his hair. I'm sure the pink and grey colouring worked with nearly everyone else, but as a fellow ginger, I empathised with him that no one thought about what a redhead would look like in the wedding colours. Not that it mattered. This was Rena's day, and probably her husband's as well. "Brides," I finally answered. "Okay, cool. I'll go show you where you need to sit. How long have you known Rena?"
I knew I was being hit on, and I was hitting right back. I was perfectly fine with what was happening because this was fun. I didn't get to have fun these days, according to my family members and coworkers. They enjoyed explaining to me that I needed more of a life than just work, girl time, and staying at home alone with my cheese board and glass of wine. Apparently, that wasn't a life. Hugh slid his hand over my hip, slightly lower than I normally would have allowed, as we danced around the ballroom. I'm sure someone said something to me, something about congratulating me for being the next in line for a wedding because I caught the bouquet, but I ignored them. "Why do I feel like your attention isn't on me, but on whatever is going on in that head of yours?" Hugh murmured. There was just something about that accent of his. Give me a man with a British accent, and I swooned. Thanks to Orlando Bloom showing up on screen with his long blonde hair, staring off into the distance with those elf eyes of his. Then, of course, there was Henry Cavill and every other British heartthrob. It was definitely a problem. I had to remind myself that we were in public, and while this was fun and he sure knew how to dance, this was just two people enjoying ourselves. "Again, you're not paying attention to me." He squeezed my hip, then took my hand and twirled me. I laughed, grateful for the dancing lessons I took when I was younger. My mom had wanted to learn how to two-step and waltz beyond just following Dad's lead, so she and I went on a mother-daughter dance trip. It had been a blast and really cemented us as mom and kid, rather than stepmom and kid. My mother had always been in my life, even when she was just my dad's friend. I used to call her Aunt Adrienne.